It's Kate Simmons from the Eastern Palliative Care. Hi, Kate.
Hi there, Michelle. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Rushed off your feet as usual?
We are.
Yeah. What's been happening there?
Look, we've got a number of referrals in today for biography, and I know we're going to talk about the program today, so we've been much happily setting up, linking our clients with our volunteers.
And Kate, it's Gabby here.
Hi, Gabby. How are you?
And now, I've had personal experience with your biography program, so perhaps you can tell us about the biography program, first of all.
I sure can. No problem. So the biography program was really set up to assist our clients to write their own story. It gives them the opportunity, I guess, to leave something for family and really drive how they'll be remembered. So
yes.
A very important part of it is really the process, and it's quite a therapeutic process. And look, for a number of reasons our clients will get involved, but some of the opportunities that they're given, they can reminisce and review their life at a time when, you know, there's a lot of talk about medicines and focusing on the illness. It's really an opportunity also for them to absorb themselves in the project, so that can take them away from all of that for some time.
Yes.
And, you know, it really is important for some to leave a legacy and to leave messages for family and friends. So we have a number of biography volunteers who work one-on-one with our clients, and they'll visit them somewhere usually between 6 and 10 sessions once a week for approximately an hour. That's generally what we find is enough because our clients are unwell. And in terms of what our clients get or what we've had reported back, ones that have engaged in the process are things like an increased sense of well-being, anxiety and depression have decreased, and also in terms of some of their symptoms, shortness of breath and pain has improved as well. So it's pretty special.
It is.
Another part of the special part of the program actually is the work we do with parents who are dying, and we assist them with creating an age-appropriate version of their story for their young children, and that's called our children's picture book biography.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It is.
Now, this is this service offered to parents, or must they ask for it?
In terms of all our clients, it's something that it is available to anyone who's on our program. So anyone who's an EPC client. And look, in terms of how they're educated about it, when they're first on the program, they receive an information pack with all of our services, so they can nominate themselves to participate. And I guess because of the nature of our work, we're going into people's homes. Nurses and massage therapists and counsellors and also other volunteers are visiting, and they can also pick up if there's a need or talk about the service and refer back into us. So it is available to anyone.
Oh, that's great. Now, I think you mentioned before that biographers are volunteers.
They are. They are volunteers. They're all volunteers. On the biography team at the moment, we've got about 97 volunteers, and that's part of a wider team of 230 plus that we have at EPC.
You're joking. You're talking about 230 biographers or 230?
No. Volunteers.
Volunteers.
There's a number of different programs that we have. But look, we've got nearly 100 on the biography team.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And what sort of training do these biographers need, okay?
Yes. Training. So it's really important for us, I guess, in terms of the skills that we need set from the get-go. We need someone who enjoys listening, and that's above or across all of our volunteer programs. Mm. But for biography particularly, we need someone who likes typing and then a medium level of word processing skill.
And the rest
we build on in our training. So we have a very comprehensive training program that runs over 5 weeks where we get our vols to come in for a day a week and you know, we give them all of the information and education they need. So.
And can I ask you a question that actually isn't one of the questions that we have here?
Sure.
How do the biographers calm down after their sessions? You know, what's their training from not getting too involved and that sort of thing?
Well, I think initially in our training, we do a lot of work around boundaries and self-care and all of those things.
Mm.
But after a client, I mean, it can be pretty emotionally charged work.
Yes.
We do debrief after every session with a client.
Uh-huh,
so we're constantly
right.
coaching and listening and making sure that they're safe and, you know, we've got a duty of care to look after them as well and their yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good to hear.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And what happens to the biographies when they are completed, Kate?
Yep, sure. So the process, as I mentioned, is incredibly important for our clients. Once it's complete, our biographers then will put all the final document together. They will put together photos, letters, recipes, artwork, really whatever's important to the client. And then in-house, we then print this and we provide the client with two hard copies and then an electronic copy.
Yes.
So that they can make extra copies if they wish. And we do find that families like to... We had one where they made hundreds and hundreds of copies and sent it all around the world. So it's,
oh,
it's a really beautiful gift. Yeah.
That is a beautiful gift. No, yeah. I agree. Kate, that is wonderful, and you do a fabulous job. How do people get in contact with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So if people are wanting to get refer themselves onto the program, they can either do that online or they can call our number, which is 1300 130 813. If they'd like to join the volunteer team, they can go onto our website, go to the volunteer services tab, and they can either enrol there or they can give us a call.
Thank you so much, Kate. Kate Simmons from the Eastern Palliative Care.
And thank you, Kate.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.